Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code CHRIS2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's CHRIS and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
The internet is full of entrepreneurs, and one of those entrepreneurs who seems to own the internet is Derek Scruggs. The Enthusiast Group is where you might know him from, or some of his various projects. And I mean various, a number into the hundreds, if not thousands. And he's actually working on something right now, but I don't think I can talk about that on the air. So, Derek, how would people know you best?
Oh, they would probably, they know me best probably from 5 years ago when I was at a company called Message Media. I'm almost embarrassed because I was kind of like the spam cop for them. So, what they did is they were this giant opt-in emailer. And we had some clients who maybe pushed the envelopes in terms of defining what opt-in means. And that led to me having to intervene with them and to deal with irate users and irate sysadmins. And so for a while, I used to go around speaking about that topic. And there's actually quite a lot of articles I wrote that are on the web. And I'm really glad not to be doing that anymore. I'm really tired of the whole spam issue. But I still occasionally get emails and questions about it. So that's probably what I'm most known for.
All right, so what hat are you wearing here at South by Southwest?
Mostly, I'm here, you know, the expense report is being filed with the Enthusiast Group. And basically what that is, that's going to be a series of citizen media websites, if you will, although we don't really like to use that word, around different adventure sports like mountain biking, skiing, snowboarding, that kind of thing, and we're going to be going live with a lot of those pretty soon. And so here I'm mostly just trying to tap into the vibe of people doing really cool things and being very enthusiastic about it, which is kind of what we're about.
Are you finding that vibe, or is that still remaining elusive?
Oh, it's it's in spades. I mean, I've heard good things about South By for the last few years. This is my first one, and just the, you know, the quality of the people here, not just the ones on the panel, I mean, they're all outstanding, but the people in the audience. And, you know, you're never more than 2 degrees removed from someone who's doing something really cool. And even if you're more than 2 degrees removed, all you got to do is walk up to them and introduce yourself, and everyone's is very open and has a great story to tell and maybe an opportunity for you to work together.
Has this always been in your blood, this business?
Yeah, I would say so. I wish I were one of those people who, like, when I was a kid, I had a lemonade stand. I wasn't like that. It wasn't actually till I was out of college and realized, oh my gosh, I have to hold a job for the next 40 years. I don't really like that. And my degree was in music, and so the types of jobs that I was prepared for in particular weren't very appealing. And so, I don't know, a couple years out of college, I started getting into this whole idea of entrepreneurship and just read a lot and hung out with a lot of smart people, and eventually, you know, brilliantly yet stupidly started my own business. And I've been more or less on my own for the last 10 years or so, doing a lot of different things.
Escalon.com?
Escalon is, if you go to it, it talks about marketing, and I've done lots of marketing stuff, and that really sort of sells me as a consultant. But actually, frankly, I don't do a lot of consulting anymore. So every now and then, actually at least once a week, I get pinged to help out with a project, and I end up saying no. So I probably should change that domain to say something like, you know, don't contact me for consulting. But if you want to go learn more about me and kind of some of the stuff I'm doing, that's probably a good place to start.
Well, that's the point where you just raise the rates astronomically so that people won't bother you.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll just put, you know, $2,000 an hour, you know, click here to get started.
So you're only $1,000 an hour right now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, $1,000 an hour in probably 1,000 renminbi. Which is like 8 to the dollar, I think.
So when you first heard about blogging in RSS, what did you think?
Oh, I'd like to think that I had this really brilliant vision that this is going to change the world, but mostly I just kind of scratched my head. I actually had a blog about 5 years ago, when I was 6 years ago, when I was still at Message Media, but I mostly used it just as a way to collect links and stuff, and then you know, I started seeing all these influential voices. RSS, it definitely took me a while to grok that, and it took me a couple tries, and then I really started getting into it, and now I'm just, you know, a total junkie for it.
So what do you do on a daily basis?
Oh, man. So we work from home. We're a totally virtual company. And I'm pretty disciplined about getting up usually by 6:30 or 7 in the morning and getting right at it. And the first couple hours are basically I'm in information processing mode. So I'm doing all my email, reading all the feeds, looking at what's in the news. Actually, and listening to the radio. I still actually love the radio, so I'm not totally virtual. And then, you know, the mornings, I'm typically solving problems that can be solved on the computer. So I'm either programming, I'm writing, I'm emailing. Then the afternoons, actually, I'm a terrible afternoon person. So I tend to schedule my meetings then, so at least I'll get out of the house and go have a cup of coffee or do conference calls. Then I wind down for a while. And then usually, I'm kind of sick. I actually usually get back to working at night around 6:30 or 7. And, you know, I'll stay at it. And, you know, work is loosely defined at that point. A lot of times I'm having fun, but I'm on the internet, sadly, until 10 or 11 o'clock every night and start all over again the next morning.
So this new network of yours, the Enthusiast Network, are you looking for anybody in particular to fulfill some roles?
That's a good question. We don't have, like, any open job recs out there. But that said, I meet people every day who have something to bring to the table. And it may not be that we're going to pay them on an hourly basis, but they may have some information, some tools, what have you, that we could use. So as an example, you know, one of our sites is about mountain biking. And, you know, if you're a mountain biker, one of the things you like to do is to ride mountain biking trails. And we're building some tools to facilitate, you know, reviewing and mapping mountain biking trails. But there's already a lot of reviews and maps of mountain biking trails out there. So we're talking to data providers about either supplementing or partnering up with them in some way. And so if you've got something that you know, like that, or if you're passionate about a specific topic, like if you're way into surfing, we might want to talk with you.
But wouldn't they be too busy surfing instead of being online?
Well, that's actually one of the real question marks about the business is we actually want people who are really, 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 really into whatever it is they do. And so, for example, our mountain biking is a guy named Walker Thompson, who's actually a professional mountain biker. He races and he trains every day. And so, you know, if he's putting in his 4, 5, 6 hours doing that every day, how many hours can he put into this? And we think we've come up with a formula that allows them to do what it is they do, but also talk about it online in a way that minimizes the fuss of getting set up and, you know, running a site. We hope to take all that load off of them.
So when you say formula, is that like a Gatorade thing that you just feed them every day, or?
I wish it were that easy. It's more of a support infrastructure. So they don't have to figure out how RSS works. They don't have to sell ads. A lot of them are happy about that. They don't really even have to know how to do much with a computer except to read blogs and, you know, write a little bit. So, you know, you could compare us to people like Gawker or weblogs in that sense. We're going a little deeper in a topic area, and we're going to be adding some other tools. It's not just a blog network. End users will be able to upload their own content as well.
So if it's someone who's really enthusiastic about the outdoor sport that they do, they would contact you relatively easily, or is there some flaming hoops they have to jump through?
Right now it's easy. We'll see if we want to make it harder later, but right now we want to talk to anyone who really loves what they do. So the best place to do is just to go to enthusiastgroup.com and, you know, look around. You'll find my name and email address on the site. That site is pretty plain vanilla right now. It doesn't really say a lot about what we're doing, but if you've listened to this, you've gotten the elevator pitch.
You say this is your first year at South by Southwest. Have you felt anything, noticed anything, got any thoughts in being here?
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. There's a couple memes that are emerging here. One is, obviously, everyone here is very passionate about what they do. This is not, you know, I've done tons of trade shows, but they're typically more the quote-unquote professional ones. And that's, everyone at those shows is paid to be there. They're either paid to sell something, they're paid to buy something, they're paid to evaluate something. Everyone here is just here because they love what's going on, and they've got an idea they're working on, or, you know, a blog they really love to read, and they want to meet the person who writes that blog. And so, you know, the energy of being around those people who are so excited about their ideas is good. The other thing that is a recurring theme is that, you know, the panels, like I said, you know, 5 years ago you go to a show and the panel is dominated by CEOs who just raised $5 or $10 million for their startup. This is almost no one has raised any money for their startup, and many of them still have jobs and they're just doing whatever they do that's cool on a part-time basis. And so you feel it's more real. You feel like, I can be like that guy up there. You know, I already am like that guy up there. And so it's very much not so much about the experts speaking to the masses, but the masses are the experts. We've just happened to pick a few to sit up front and start spark the conversation.
So you'll be back?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is, you know, as long as they keep having the same vibe and the same quality of people here, I'll definitely keep coming back every year.
All right, well, maybe we'll catch you there or somewhere in between.
I'd love to do it.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code CHRIS1. That's CHRIS and the number 1 to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.